if you just spell your name on here for me then.
Kieran. K-E-I-R-A-N.
And last name?
Stefan. S-T-E-P-H-A-N.
Yeah, the reason I get that is because sometimes the newsroom grabs it, right? And then they can't find me, and how does they spell it? That kind of stuff. So away we go. Yeah. So it was in Red Deer. How long ago? You were at a drumming competition then?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks ago, and it was in Red Deer and Edmonton.
Good. What do you do? Are you judged? Are you evaluated through the whole weekend? How do they do a competition like that?
Yeah, so how it works is that... So in my grade, I have a certain set of tunes that I have to select from. And then how it works is I select the tunes that I want to play, and then I have to grab a piper. And how a competition works is that me and the piper would practice up, we would get ready, and then go over to this tent where there'll be an adjudicator there with a sheet. We'll talk for a bit, and then I play my whole set with the piper. But he's not looking at the piper. He's only looking at me, but he just wants to know how well I match with the piper, which is like one of the parts of the judging things.
Do you get to pick the piper?
I do get to pick piper, yeah. Well, I mean, one of the other things is that, so I just joined a new band in Calgary, the Rocky Mountain Pipe Band, which is a grade 2 band. And so I got a piper from there. And then practice for quite a bit with him.
I was curious because I thought maybe they set the piper up and then they evaluate you that way. No, you got to work together. So a good piper is going to help you too.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the piper that I was selected with has piped for over 30 years, had lots of experience.
Good.
And yeah.
How often do you practice? How much do you have to put your life into this to be as successful as you are then?
Well, every day, and... I'd say that every day, I never take a break, I at least practice for 2 to 3 hours a day.
So if you don't have a piper with you, can you just play some backdrop music and then practice that way then?
Definitely, of course. I mean, non-competition, but like if I just want to just practice on my own, I don't always need a piper. I basically just grab some sheet music, I just rehearse what I need to practice, and then when it's coming up to competition, I get with my piper and then... we do a little practice session.
Is it a lot harder when you're trying to march and play music at the same time, or just goes kind of hand in hand then?
For most people it's really hard, but for me, I mean, I'm in cadets and I'm kind of used to marching, so it's definitely way easier for me.
Good. Are you part of July Fest this weekend then?
I am going to be part of July Fest, yes.
Good. The pipe bands.
Yes. Yeah.
Just one more. You're talking about the categories. You were saying the band in Calgary's category two. How many levels is there then for pipe bands?
Well, so there's 5 levels ranging from grade 5 to grade 1. Grade 1 being the best and grade 5 being the lowest end.
Okay. Where are the top bands in the province right now? Would that be Simon Fraser University?
That would be Simon Fraser. Yeah, Simon Fraser is number 1 and just got a 6th at the Worlds last year. And then there's 2 other bands that... is also in the grade 1 category, but there's the 78th Fraser and the 78th Fraser Highlanders in the Nova Scotia area, over in that area. And they're the top 3 bands right now.
Have you got to go to Scotland to play at any time in your life?
Not yet, but I was just asked by another band, actually two weeks ago, if I wanted to join their band and go to the Worlds next year.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. Thank you for meeting me here on site. For those people listening in the backdrop, that is thunder. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all I need. I appreciate that.
Yeah.